Thank you for joining us on SportsTownChicago.com. I'm Luke Steffen. I am at the Glacier Ice Arena. It is the quarterfinals of the Wolves Cup. Our second game today features the Cyclones and the Admirals. We're about a minute away from the first puck drop here. It should be a really competitive game between these two teams. They've worked hard this entire season. They've improved. Listen to their coaches. We're looking to see the skills that they can show off in this game.
Yeah, definitely. You know, as you get into these postseason tournaments, the teams look to up the ante, up their game, and that's definitely what they're looking to do here. I noticed looking over on the Cyclone side there, they have a few large players there, some large humans.
Yes, definitely.
They have an imposing presence on the ice, although looking at the Admirals' side, they have a couple as well. So there's definitely a size element to this game on both sides.
And you mentioned, even though these are young players, they are still able to check and have contact and things like that. So
right.
Keep your head up if you're not quite as large, because there may be a large skater coming after you if you're not careful.
Very well could be. Interesting, in our first game between the Blackbirds and the Thunder, no penalties whatsoever. So that was, rare. Usually we get like one minor or something like that, at least one minor, but we didn't have that for our first game. So let's see if we have a penalty-free game here in the second one.
We'll hope for another clean game from both teams. The teams are gathering near their nets right now. The Cyclones are in blue jerseys and shorts with yellow numbers and writing. The Admirals in white jerseys, navy blue shorts, blue and red, the colors of the writing on their jerseys.
All right,
getting ready to go to the bench here. That was a 7-3 game in our first game. We'll see if the scoreboard is as busy in this game.
Let's see if we can get a handle on who our goalies are. It looks like number 41 for the Admirals is your starting goalie.
For the Admirals, that's Thomas Wieselowski.
Wieselowski,
yes.
All right.
And
we'll have to guess here. I'm thinking number 5, maybe?
Yes, I do have. Yes, it is. It is Anthony Falzone, the goalie for the Cyclones.
All right. So we've got our goalies established, Falzone and
Wieselowski.
And let's have a good game here, Luke.
Yes.
Excited to get going.
Puck drop controlled by the Cyclones. Skating in is number 47 for the Cyclones. That is Nicholas White. Shot and save right away. Big save to start the game for the Admirals. Wieselowski.
He tested right off the
yes.
bat.
Luke. Into the near corner, and now the Admirals try to clear their end. Working for it is number 45, Nathan Labar. In the far corner, now Labar still working for it, sends it out. Carter tried to go behind his back. It was kept in momentarily there. Nice effort by number 85, Heath Powers, for the Cyclones. At center ice, the Cyclones send it back in. A reset, and bringing it out will be Brendan Wall. Wall skates it across his own blue line at center ice. It actually gets through a mass of players and into the Cyclone end. Battle forward along the far boards. Shot, no. And out come the Cyclones, chasing it down. Number 66 for the Cyclones, John Yavari, in front of the net and out. Back into the Cyclone end.
No icing.
No icing there. With it for the Cyclones is Weems. Out to center ice. And back down and icing this time on the Admirals. So we'll have a faceoff in the Admirals end at 11:13 to play in the first period.
Well, the early game, everyone kind of checking each other out, kind of feeling out the flow of the game and the competition. So things will continue to heat up as we go along here.
off the faceoff. Padgett, a shot from the blue line and a pad save by Falzone for the Admirals. What a save there.
That's Wesolowski.
Wesolowski for the Admirals, correct, yes.
And that deflected off his own defenseman, Wall, and he had to be quick on the save on that one, Luke. That was a nice play by Wesolowski.
Wesolowski, yes. Clark with it for the Cyclones. Gives it off. Here comes Padgett. Padgett trying to make a move, tied up there, gives it off. Center, and another big save by Wesolowski. Wesolowski going to his pads there, to his knees, keeping the puck out of the net so far for the Admirals. Sent in again, Clark chasing it down for the Cyclones. Along the near boards. Dumped into the corner, Wall back there for the Admirals. And now number 45 for the Admirals, Matroska. Padgett, another shot from out near the blue line. Again a save by Wesolowski.
Yeah, that time he used his stick to steer it into the near corner, get it out of harm's way. So good rebound control by Wesolowski.
Wall taking it himself, center, and knocked away there by George Weems for the Cyclones. Kept in, a steal, a shot. And that time, Falzone, a big save for the Cyclones. Backhanded into the center and taken out. Powers with it for the Cyclones. Makes a nice pass. An opportunity here, perhaps. No, taken away. And turned over, turned back over. If he can control it, John Yavari, maybe an opportunity there. Center, no, knocked away. Sent towards the benches and out. Here come the Admirals. Number 22 for the Admirals, Alex Orozco with it. And what a save there. Anthony Falzone freezes it for the Cyclones. 9:13 to play in the first period, still scoreless.
Yeah, it was a good shot by Orozco. Even better save there by Falzone. He had to cover that one up to not allow a rebound. So good goaltending play here in the early going.
Gwelly on the faceoff for the Admirals. Back behind their net. The Cyclones with it, they get it out. Number 43, Blake Powers to center ice. Taken there by Orozco. Orozco has a man. It's number 17, Sam Carter. He has it taken away by Ben Cadlett for the Cyclones. A shot from the way out on top. No, knocked away. Good effort there by Falzone. And now skating it out are the Cyclones. Here comes Max Borkowitz with it, taken away.
Good sticks by the Admirals.
Yes, back on the Admirals, into the neutral zone. Just dumped down, no icing. So, behind their net and out they come. To center ice where it's controlled. Controlled by number 37, Vlad Rogozin for the Cyclones. Rogozin, maybe an opportunity, and a great defensive play there by Wall. Got down on the ice, used his stick and poked it away. Now, an opportunity.
Pull up,
backhanded shot. I thought he was going to take that shot sooner. I thought Nathaniel Labar was going to fire a shot. Instead, he tried to be crafty with a backhand.
That was a nice play.
Put it on the net. It was a nice play, yes.
He got around the defender, and he wanted to, instead of shooting it, he wanted a higher percentage shot. The backhand was a surprise. He just got it on the side of the net,
yes.
But nifty stick handling there.
Hart at center ice to Gonzalez. Gonzalez with a rifle of a shot. A great glove save there by Wesolowski for the Admirals. What a shot, though. Wow. Nice save, and we'll see a faceoff from the near circle in the Admirals' end.
Good contest here. Goalie play has been great, and seen some nice skill out here, some good defense on both sides, too.
Now the Admirals looking for an opportunity here. Nice defense by the Cyclones. White with it out near center ice. Gives it off. Yavari's shot is corralled by Wieslowski. He freezes it again at the 7:03 mark in the first period. Working hard, Yavari will be rewarded. He'll get the opportunity to take this faceoff here for the Cyclones. deflected. Oh, and just wide. Nice bounces off of sticks there. It went just wide, unfortunately, for the Cyclones. Now the Admirals will try to clear it in the near corner, now along the near boards and out to center ice. Controlled at center ice and sent back in by Weems. Weems has to regroup. Dumps it back into his own end. And now at center ice, Clark this time sends it into the Admirals' end. Number 77, John Donovan, gets his chance to get it out for the Admirals, and they do. Chasing it down is Padgett for the Cyclones. 6-10 to play in the first period, still scoreless. Centering attempt there, knocked down. Nice defense there. And back come the Cyclones. Wislowski played it behind his net. Now the Cyclones with it. Along the near board, we've got a battle for it. Who's going to come up with it? Slowly moving out, and at center ice, it's controlled by the Cyclones, Dylan Troy. Trying to skate in. They can't, but Troy gets it again in the neutral zone. Troy to Powers. Wall with it for the Admirals in their own end. Back across, now the Admirals with it at center ice. Orozco with it. Orozco trying to make a move. Powers battling him. Now a lot of players. Carter in there as well for the Admirals. They're along the near boards. And it's sent all the way around to the far side. And out come the Cyclones. At center ice, taken away by the Admirals. And let's see here if they can get a shot off. They do, shot, goal! Rebound and a goal, they tipped it in.
Yeah, that puck got up in the air. There are two players in front, not sure which one got it. But a goal for the Admirals there.
And a 1-0 lead at the 4:44 mark in the first period.
Wow,
lots of traffic in front of the net there for the Admirals. And as we said, there's some big bodies. And
right.
They were just able to muscle that one past.
Yeah, it just kind of it flipped over foul zone and into the net there. Did a good job to get a piece of it, but it just kept fluttering in.
Now in the neutral zone, battle for the puck. And it looks like the Admirals will get to it. They do. They send it into the Cyclone end. It's controlled there. Keith Powers gets it out. Powers at center ice to foul zone. Not to foul zone. Foul zone is the goal. I'm sorry.
Nice drop pass there.
Drop pass there. So back out come the Admirals. Gonzalez with it at center ice for the Cyclones. The Cyclones looking to even things up here. An opportunity. No. Knocked away. Schultz with it now at center ice for the Cyclones. Schultz working hard. Yavari, a cross ice pass at center ice. The Admirals with it now. Skating in, knocked away by Yavari. That was 42 for the Admirals. Madison Matrosko. Now back come the Cyclones. Shot goes wide. They just skated in, did Gonzalez, and he fired the shot wide. Now he, good try on the second effort. He couldn't quite outpower Labari for it for the Admirals. Wall with it now in his own end for the Admirals. Kept in. Good effort there by White to keep it in. A shot. Goal! Nice follow-up there. Vlad Rogozin has tied this one up for the Cyclones at the 3:06 mark of the first period.
Yeah, turnover there in their own end by the Admirals.
Well, referees might be discussing something here. Let's see what they say. The Admirals maybe thought the stick got too high.
Well, they haven't taken it off the board.
Right, it's on the board right now. And
looks like it's going to stick.
Over the protest of the coach.
No pun intended.
Yes. So it's a new game, 1-1, 3:06 to play here in the first period. White knocked down as he was skating into the Admiral's end. And the Cyclone, the Admirals get it out. Tried to get into the Cyclone end. Now Padgett with it for the Cyclones. Padgett skates it in with some speed down the far side. He's taken down, no call.
Yeah, that looked like a hold on that play.
Weems dumps it in. For the Admirals, Josh Shuri with it behind his net. Weems out near the blue line again sends it back in. The Admirals having a hard time getting out. Now they do, and Weems will have to chase it back into his own end. Icing. Icing at the 2:22 mark of the first period. We're even at one goal apiece between the Cyclones and the Admirals.
Well, the way this game is going, Luke, it is going to be turnovers that or a mistake that are probably going to cost the teams here, and that's exactly what happened on the goal by the Cyclones to tie it up. You know, they're doing a good job of stick checks, poke checks, trying to keep things on the perimeter.
Speaking of on the perimeter, along the near boards, nice moves by Donovan, skated all the way out of his end. Has it taken away, powers with it now for the Cyclones, and Donovan back after lots of effort after skating it all the way down, gets back and gets the steal in his own end. The Cyclones have to regroup, dumped back into their own end. An opportunity here, offsides. Ooh. It was offsides that would have been an opportunity for the Admirals.
Yeah, not sure about that one either.
Well, you know, it was Orozco was down in the slot here in front of the goalie. Still.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, though, is I don't think it ever got hopped over the line, at least on the blue line, from my advantage, but I'm not at ice level, so.
Labar will take the faceoff for the Admirals. It actually goes back into the Admirals' end here. They try to clear it out. They do. It skips between a couple of players. Now along the near boards. Sent out. And it's just back and forth. Gonzalez tried to keep it in for the Cyclones there. He couldn't. For the Cyclones, Dylan Troy sent it back in. Now a centering attempt there. Oh, and he just didn't quite get his stick on it. So back into the neutral zone. Shot back into the Cyclone end. Dylan Troy there for the Cyclones. Now the Admirals look to regroup. Cross ice pass, knocked away by Gonzalez. In his own end, Madison Matrasco gets it out. And icing at the 49-second mark of the first period.
Yeah, you always got to watch out for these late period icing calls and faceoffs in the zone. That's when faceoffs become... I mean, they're always critical, but they seem to be magnified when you get into the last minute of a period.
Both teams seem to have some strong offensive weapons on them, so we could be in for another high-scoring game if the teams make mistakes in their own end. The Admirals did clear it out from center ice, dumped back in. Donovan with it behind his own net now. Donovan trying to make a move. He's pressured. Yavari's back there as well as Clark. Donovan gets it out. Pass taken at center ice. Under 30 seconds to play, 25 to be precise. Both teams looking for one last chance. Wall with it. Wall turns it over at center ice. Donovan's there, though. Yavari chasing it down for the Cyclones. Along the near boards. Powers for the Cyclones. Tried to skate in and clear it out. Schultz has to track it down. He's got a man behind. 3-2-1, and that's the end of the first period. A 1-1 tie between the Cyclones and the Admirals here in the quarterfinals of the Wolves Cup. NIHL Hockey, you're listening to Sportstown Chicago, powered by the Illinois Media School. The Northern Illinois Hockey League, NIHL, is the largest youth hockey league in Illinois and the second largest in the country. It is made up of 42 travel hockey organizations. Almost all the clubs are from Illinois, with a few from Indiana, Missouri, and Wisconsin. In this 48th season of play, the Northern Illinois Hockey League numbers 340 teams across all its playing divisions. The NIHL member organizations field Tier 2 travel teams that compete in the squirt, peewee, bantam, and midget age groups defined by USA Hockey. The league also offers all-girls hockey divisions each season. NIHL partners with the Chicago Wolves to hold the league's Wolves Cup Championship Tournament at the conclusion of each season. For more information about NIHL and its programs, please contact Bob Apter, NIHL President, at nihl.info. The Chicago Wolves are proud to support the Northern Illinois Hockey League and their Academic Excellence Award program. This program rewards the players in NIHL who are straight-A students in grade school and middle school and honor roll students in high school. And we're back in the second period of play. The Cyclones with the puck to start, skating it in for the Cyclones. Their goal scorer so far, Vlad Rogozin, in front of the net. Battled for it, and the referee stopped play before it squirted past Admirals goalie Thomas Wisniewski.
What's that name?
Wisniewski.
Wisniewski. Well, he made a great save on that one, and good for the ref to cover that up. That was a grade A scoring chance there for the Cyclones.
Rogozin stays out there. He'll take the faceoff. Behind the net it goes. The Cyclones with the puck right now, pressured and taken away. The Admirals try to clear, and they do. Sent out along the far boards. Schultz is back for the Cyclones. Puck almost went into the bench there. No stoppage, though. At center ice. Cross ice pass there. Battle right in front of us along the boards. Sent into the Admirals' end. Josh Shuri with it behind his net. Shuri's pass turned over, but eventually the Admirals get it out. At center ice, chasing it down is Schultz for the Cyclones. Schultz skates behind his own net. Off the glass. And offsides.
A late whistle there, but that was definitely offsides.
Offsides at the 11:44 mark of the second period. Faceoff in the neutral zone here, outside of the Cyclone end. For the Admirals, Nathan LaBear will take this faceoff. Goes to Wall for the Admirals. He shoots it in. And now it's still in. They weren't quite sure where the puck was. Now they've got it settled down. Trying to skate it out. Just tipped out there. Good effort by Zach Padgett for the Cyclones. Padgett down the side. Has it knocked away. At center ice. Controlling it are the Admirals. Charlie Neiser. LaBar dumps it in. And Zach Padgett skates behind his net. Padgett around his net and out. Might have hit Hart. Donovan with it at center ice for the Admirals. Dumped back in. And icing.
Just short of center on that
one. Just short of center. 11:02 to play in the second period. Cyclones 1, Admirals 1.
Well, we've had great goaltending play on both sides here, Luke. So that's made for a tighter game.
A competitive start so far.
Right.
This faceoff from the far circle in the Admirals' end. An opportunity perhaps for the Cyclones. In front of the net, battling for the puck. Nobody able to come away with it yet. Now the Admirals have it behind their net, skating out. It's number 9 for the Admirals, Nathan Goelli. Hart with it for the Cyclones. Hart skates in. Hart centering attempt. Kicked away.
Hart probably should have just shot the puck there. He's trying. Know what he was trying to do. Pass it over, but
Padgett keeps it in.
Been better to shoot in that situation.
Yes. Nobody in front of the net that time. The Admirals a break down the far side. Taking it all the way and taken away by Padgett. Padgett got back to take it away for the Cyclones. Now right in front of us. Near center ice. Hart with it for the Cyclones. Hart dumps it in. The Cyclones will make a change here. Josh Shuri for the Admirals. Out to center ice. The Cyclones have made their change. Orozco with the shot for the Admirals. The Cyclones get it out at center ice. Dumped back towards the Cyclone end. Sent back into the neutral zone. Now Dylan Troy having to work for it. He does. He keeps it out of his end. Carter with the hit for the Admirals. In front of the Cyclone bench, the Admirals come out with it. Cross ice pass. Looking long are the Admirals. They do get it to number 22, Alex Orozco. Orozco, a shot, a stick save. Big save there by foul zone for the Cyclones. That was important. The rebound, though, still out there. Wraparound, no. That was Gwelly with the wraparound attempt for the Admirals. Kept in, shot. Knocked down by number 37 for the Cyclones, Vlad Rogozin. Into the Admiral end. White dumps it in. Donovan with it behind the Admiral end. The Cyclones.
Oh, nice pass.
Centering opportunity, shot, save. Rebound, save again. Nice pass, nice effort. Good shot there.
What a pass to get it to Rodriguez there. That was, yes. That was nifty, and he had a head of steam coming in. Nice save made by Wieselowski.
Yes. 8:46 to play in the second period. 1-1 still. The opportunity for the Cyclones right now. They dump the puck to the far boards in the Admiral end. Trying to get it out, and they do. With it for the Admirals, Grant Danahy. Shot knocked down by Falzone. Stick on it. Wraparound attempt. No.
Schultz with a big hit behind the net there.
Now, icing. Just unable to catch up with it was Max Borkowitz. So icing on the Cyclones. We'll have the faceoff in their end in the far circle in the Cyclone end. A chance to break the tie for the Admirals. This faceoff doesn't go very far. It does eventually go out to the Cyclones. Hart with it. Hart with a move at Sunrise. Shot. Glove. He got his glove on it. Did Wieselowski for the Admirals.
Well, that time Hart didn't waste a chance there. He put that puck on net.
And just doing anything to keep it out of the net. Now in the near corner, it's kicked free. Gonzalez tracks it down for the Cyclones, leaves it along the boards. Gonzalez goal behind the net for the Cyclones. Gonzalez looking for a wraparound backhand, glove save, and he falls on it.
What a backhand there by Gonzalez. Great idea.
Yes, really crafty there.
He got that off quick, too. Nice save by Wieselowski.
Yes, Wieselowski had to fall on it. He gloved it, knocked it down, and fell on it in front of his net. Yavari will have the opportunity for the Cyclone faceoff in the Admiral end. He does control it. Knocked out, though. Paget keeps it in. Paget, a long shot from near the blue line. No. The rebound goes behind the net.
Oh!
No. And, oh, just diving in front of the near post. He had to go sprawling on the ice. Did Wieselowski there to save that one.
Boy, that was a tremendous stop there by Wieselowski. That puck wasn't.
It might have just dribbled in.
Right.
But because of where he was to make the initial save, he had to dive back towards the near post to fall on that. The referee is talking there.
We got a high sticking and roughing. So we go from no penalties in the first game to
a pair of penalties on this.
Yeah.
Yes. So it stays at 5-on-5. The faceoff in the Admiral end. Maybe an opportunity there, knocked away by the Admiral defense. They skate it out to center ice. At center ice, Carter makes a move just past the blue line, taken down. And we've got another penalty coming up here. It is on.
It's on a Cyclone.
Yes. It is on
slashing.
Max Borkowitz for the Cyclone. So a power play for the Admirals. 2-minute power play.
Slashing. So here we see our first power play of our broadcast.
The faceoff is in the neutral zone. It's still out near center ice. The Admirals try to get it in. They do, but no one's there. Dumped back out by the Cyclones and cleared away. The Admirals regroup in their own end to Carter, just in the neutral zone. Carter with a bit of space now. Carter skates in. Carter looking for a shot, maybe in the slot. Wasn't able to get to it. Good defense there. Padgett sends it along the far boards. A shot.
Oh!
Wow! Skipped over the stick there off the side of the net. A minute 20 on a penalty. Centering pass. Shot! Save!
Wow.
What a save there. That was an opportunity for Alex Orozco, and a save. Saved by Anthony Falzone.
Well, you came out big there, Luke.
A minute 19 left on the penalty still. 1-1 game. The Admirals with the power play. Faceoff in the Cyclone end. Far circle. Hart thought it might have gotten out. He was almost past it. Came back and got it out himself. Hart maybe with an opportunity here on the penalty kill. In the near corner. They're at least killing time at this point.
Yeah,
down to a minute left on the penalty.
Great job by Hart to kill some time in the zone.
6:05 for the period. Now the Admirals. 3-on-2, 3-on-3 as the Cyclones get back. Everybody back now. In the near corner. Looking for a wraparound shot and another save by Falzone. And cleared by the Cyclones. The Admirals will regroup in their own end. Pass turned over in the neutral zone there. We're down to 20 seconds on the penalty. Again dumped into the Admiral end. This time Josh Shuri with it for the Admirals. Shuri makes a move behind his own net. Maybe time for one more rush. It is going to be icing. Icing with 7 seconds left on the penalty. So really a nice job by the Cyclones to hold off on this penalty kill.
Yeah, they got some good goaltending early on the power play. And then after that, the Cyclones did a good job of trapping the Admirals in their own zone.
John Yavari will take the faceoff for the Cyclones. It stays in the Admiral end. Donovan muscles it along behind the net all the way out. And in the neutral zone, who's going to control it? Gonzalez does. Gonzalez to Yavari. To Hart. Donovan back for the Admirals. Donovan behind his net. Donovan makes a move to get past Hart. Donovan maybe looking to take it himself here. Donovan into the neutral zone, past center ice, down the far boards, into Cyclone end, and eventually the Cyclones swarm him and take the puck away. Now Hart with it. Let's see what Hart can do. Hart across to Gonzalez. Gonzalez, a move on his knee, a shot, no,
wow.
Rebound. It's still loose. It's still loose in front of the net. Gonzalez, no. An opportunity. Oh, great shot there by Ben Cadlick, but it went just wide. Wow, that stayed loose in front of the Admiral's net for a long time.
What about Gonzalez getting that shot off on one knee?
A nifty play there.
He's showing a flair for the dramatic.
Wall with it in his own end for the Admirals. Yavari dumps it behind the Admirals' net.
Yeah, we're going to get a penalty here.
Yes.
Beyond Cheslak, I think, or Cheslak.
Cieslik, actually, is how they say.
Cieslik,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh! You got the additional.
Yes.
I didn't know they have technicals in hockey.
I guess.
He teed them up.
Costly at 3:45
it'll be double minor,
the second period.
It's gonna be four.
That could put the Admirals on the disadvantage for the rest of the period.
Yeah, when you get in these playoff games, well, any game really, but especially in a playoff game, you don't want to hurt your team more than you did. You kind of took a penalty there that was sort of more of an aggravation penalty. You got called for it, and then you argued with the referee.
And it hit the ceiling there. The clearing attempt hit the ceiling, so it'll stay.
Low ceiling here at the Glacier Ice Arena.
It'll stay in the Admiral end.
Well, let's see if the Admirals can kill off this double minor.
Padgett keeps it in for the Cyclones. Knocked down, and we've got another penalty.
That was a delayed call.
Yeah,
he did not have the whistle up until.
He didn't. Scramble in front of the net, and now a pile up, and Wasilewski with the save. Falls on it in front of his far post to keep it out of the net, and now they'll assess the next penalty.
Yeah, that was a late call there.
There was a big hit along the far boards. And it's number 42 for the Admirals, Madison Matrasco, that goes to the penalty box. So it'll be 5-on-3.
Yeah, that's one of those player safety type plays where, you know, hit from behind like that. Wasn't sure he was going to call it, but he might have been influenced by the crowd. But either way, penalty time. So now two-man advantage for the Cyclones. This is big.
Really important to see the fundamentals of a penalty kill here, down two men for this Admirals team. Kept in by Weems for the Cyclones along the near boards, behind the net. Three men near the blue line looking for a shot. Weems gets it. Weems fires a shot. Big save. Kept in though. And here comes Powers for the Cyclones. Powers trying to make a move to get free. He cannot. It goes behind the net. Powers keeps after it. He's got it there. Opportunity in a slot. No, and that hits the netting.
Donovan almost had a steal there. He just couldn't get enough on it. Yes. Luckily, the shot got deflected into the netting.
A minute 13 on the second penalty, which put the Admirals at a two-man disadvantage. 2:36 for the period. We're still tied at one goal apiece between the Cyclones and the Admirals. Face-off won by the Cyclones. Schultz maybe with an opportunity here. Goes wide. Yavari, the rebound. Centering attempt. No. Donovan gets it along the boards. And now out. Good effort there by Labari for the Admirals. Labari in the neutral zone on his own. Knocked down by Jonah Hart.
Well, you remember we saw Hart doing some nice individual penalty killing on the penalty, last penalty against the Cyclones. That time Donovan doing a great job there, or Labari doing a great job to keep the puck over in the Cyclones' end on a two-man advantage.
Schultz skates in, an opportunity, knocked down, body and glove save there for Wieselowski. Calling for it. Hart with it. Now Hart skates in. Left it for Gonzalez. Gonzalez centering attempt for Heath Powers. Powers from the slot shot. No. Big save. Another big save. And that's the end of the first penalty. 5-on-4 now. And do they know that there's an opportunity to get it in the Cyclones' end? Falzone with it. Falzone backhanded it out of his own end. A bit dangerous. I'm not sure if he knew that there was an Admiral right behind him as well.
No.
Heath Powers skates in himself. Powers circles around. Gets past Schultz into the Cyclone end. Blake Powers back for the Cyclones. Blake Powers skates out. Makes a move. Gives it to Heath. Knocked away by Goelli. At center ice, the Cyclones get control of it. They keep it in, an opportunity, a shot. Big save by Wieselowski with his stick. Got down to knock that out. 30 seconds to play for the period. 45 for the penalty. At center ice, looking for an opportunity are the Cyclones. They do make a move to get it in. Josh Shuri with it behind his own net for the Admirals. Shuri tried to send it out to Sam Carter. Carter and Goelli all both battling for it for the Admirals. Less than 10 seconds to play. A long clearing effort there by the Admirals. That may do it for the period. Just 2 seconds left. Indeed it will. We are still tied. A really tight game. It's Cyclones 1, Admirals 1 after two periods here in the quarterfinals of the NIHL Wolves Cup. You're listening to Chicagoland Sports Town Chicago, powered by the Illinois Media School. We will be broadcasting NIHL Wolves Cup tournament games from the Bantam Gold A, Gold B, Silver and Girls 14U tournament sites. Keep your eye on the NIHL.info website and the NIHL Facebook and Twitter accounts for upcoming broadcasts of NIHL Bantam Wolves Cup tournament games. If you are interested in sponsorship opportunities available on the NIHL Game of the Week broadcasts, please call Peter Ferrari at Illinois Media School, 630-916-1700. Good luck to all the teams competing in the end-of-season NIHL Wolves Cup tournament, taking place now through March 5th. Hockey fans, catch the Chicago Wolves at home on tomorrow, Sunday, February 26th, versus Iowa at 3 p.m., Saturday, March 1st, versus the Cleveland Monsters at 7 p.m., and Sunday, March 5th, versus the Manitoba Moose at 3 p.m. Don't miss the live AHL action. For tickets or any youth hockey info you need, call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Getting ready to start the third period here. It's been a back-and-forth game. Opportunities for both sides, penalties for both sides. We're even at one. 15 seconds left on the penalty here. And behind the net, the Admirals with it. They clear it out. At center ice, battle for the puck. Hart with it for the Cyclones. That's the end of the penalty. We're at even strength. Gonzalez with it for the Cyclones, looking for help. Drops it for Yavari. They say it stayed in the Admiral end. Yavari skates behind the Admiral net. Yavari centers, save. Frozen there. Nice thought by Yavari there for the Cyclones. Big save by Thomas Wislowski for the Admirals.
Yeah, he did a great job tracking that puck because it went back and forth behind the net a couple times. He had his eyes on it all the way. He was able to follow up on that shot and make the save.
Sent out in front of the Admirals bench in the neutral zone. The Cyclones get to it and dump it right back in, keeping the pressure on the Admirals. Behind their net they go. Carter with an opportunity to clear it now for the Admirals. He backhands it out to center ice. At center ice, again dumped back in, but this time closer to the neutral zone. It's taken down and skating in for the Admirals. A shot and a save there. Nice job by Falzone to save Josh Shuri's effort. And we may have a penalty here. Skating back with it. No.
Might have been a delayed offside.
Yes, delayed offsides was what it was there. Now at center ice. It is sent into the Cyclone end this time. They're playing with it in the neutral zone. The Admirals get control. Roscoe turns it over to Padgett. And now an opportunity for the Admirals. Carter with it. Carter drops it. A shot from near the blue line.
Where is it?
Wow. It was maybe caught in a pad of a player there. It did finally fall down right in the front of the Cyclone net, but it was cleared out. Now in the neutral zone, Wall dumps it in for the Admirals. 10:55 to play. That one hit the ceiling again here at the Glacier Ice Arena just near center ice.
I did. We had a, I think it was the Mount Prospect game last Saturday. The rafters are much higher there, and someone was able to clear the puck through the rafters without it hitting.
Wow.
I was impressed. So play continued, but the odds of that are probably pretty slim.
Yes, you wouldn't expect that to happen.
But here, it's a little different story. It's a lower ceiling, so we're going to have a lot of those.
Donovan with a pass out to center ice. He finds his teammate, Jake Cieslak. Cieslak skates it into the Cyclone end. Taken there by number 37 for the Cyclones, Vlad Rogozin. It's dumped into Admiral territory. And behind the Admiral net, John Donovan. We've called his name a lot today. Gets it out to Anthony Guelli at center ice. Knocked back to the Cyclones. Just a bit of back and forth play in the neutral zone right now by both teams. Nobody really able to get clear control. Yavari with it now for the Cyclones. Gives it off. Put on net anyway. You got to do that in a 1-1 game. You never know what will happen. Knocked away, though. Behind the net. Will Wall get to it for the Admirals? He does. Guelli skates out. Guelli at center ice. Turns it over. And here comes a possible 2-on-1 opportunity. Nobody was able to take advantage of that.
Good persistence there by Wall to stay on the puck and prevent a scoring opportunity for the Cyclones.
Back behind the Admiral net, Powers unable to get to it. And here come the Admirals at center ice. And it's Josh Hart breaking up that rush with authority. A nice hit there. Now in front of the Admiral bench and dumped in. And frozen at the 9-minute mark, just under 9 minutes, by Thomas Wieselowski for the Admirals. Nice effort by both Wieselowski and Falzone here. They've limited their opponents to one goal each. We're in the third period of play. An opportunity, a shot. Oh, no, rebound, and a glove save. Wow, he stayed with that. It juggled in his glove at first. And Wieselowski stayed with it, held onto it, and froze the puck there. Face off in the near circle in the Admiral end. If he'd have dropped that, that could have been trouble.
Right. Yeah, Wieselowski's been so strong in net. Both goaltenders, Falzone on the other end.
The puck slowly goes from behind the net to the far boards. A shot, an opportunity, knocked away, another save.
And again, Luke, it's gonna come down to a mistake somehow, because the goaltenders are playing well. It's gonna be one of those bang bang type of mistakes that'll probably be the result for the go ahead goal for whichever team gets there first.
Still battling for it. Attempt for Gonzalez there, another save. Wow. Gonzalez had a good opportunity there. He's been crafty. He was turned away. Heath Powers gets crushed.
Oh, arm went up on that one.
Powers got crushed by Nathaniel Labari. Yes.
Wow.
Along the near boards here, Heath Powers really took a big hit from Labari. That'll draw the penalty. And with 8 minutes to play in the third period, you cannot afford to go on a man disadvantage in a tie game.
No. It's just one of those compete things. You're up along the board, and he thought it was the right thing to do there to knock person off the puck, but unfortunately got whistled for it, and another shorthanded or penalty kill scenario for the Admirals, who killed off a double minor and a two-man advantage within that double minor.
Yeah, they've dug deep as a team already in this game to prevent some power play opportunities for the Cyclones. They have to do it again here. Critical in the final period of play. Oh, Falzone fell down. No one there for the Admirals to put pressure on him. The Cyclones do send it back the length of the ice. In the neutral zone now with it. Dumped back into the Cyclone end. In the Cyclone end, John Yavari with it. Behind his net. Good pressure here. Oh, just... They just couldn't keep it in. And now Padgett. Padgett putting some pressure on for the Cyclones.
Donovan, good stick to knock that puck in the corner. Boy, this has been all Admirals, really, on this power play for the Cyclones.
Yes, here comes Orozco. Orozco dumps it into the far corner. He's going to put on some light pressure, perhaps. The Cyclones will reverse the ice. Gonzalez with it. Out to center ice. Orozco dumps it back in. Carter maybe sneaking behind for an opportunity for the Admirals, but Padgett aware of it. He skates behind his net to Gonzalez. Gonzalez turned it over to Yavari. Bergic out there for the Admirals with an attempt. Nothing there. The Cyclones. Padgett, a shot from the blue line. Knocked away. Rebound. Still loose. shot. The defender got in the way of that. It's in the behind the net. Hart battling for it for the Cyclones. 20 seconds left on the penalty. 6:20 for the period. It goes into the Cyclone end. Now maybe time for one more rush if they can get things going quickly. Gonzalez with it. Gonzalez skating. Gonzalez to center ice. Dumps it in, and that's going to kill off the penalty. Way to dig deep and kill off another penalty for the Admirals. We're at even strength. 5:55 to play in the third period. One of the Admiral defenders fell down there. It allows the Cyclones to keep the puck in the Admiral end. Working hard for it is number 43, Blake Powers, for the Cyclones, as well as Vlad Rogozin. Schultz keeps it in. Schultz looking for a shot just wide. And out to center ice and even further down. It'll be Heath Powers with it for the Cyclones. Heath Powers skates past center ice, gives it off. And knocked away there. Kept in by Heath Powers at the blue line. Donovan falls down behind his own net. Maybe taken down, but we'll say he falls down. Donovan trying to get it out along the far boards. Now the Admirals do. Nice effort there at center ice. Controlled by Schultz for the Cyclones. Dumped back in. Wall and Donovan there. Wall puts it into the near corner, but only Cyclones there. Centering opportunity, and no, nothing there. Now a chance to counterattack for the Admirals. Pass just a little too long and controlled by Schultz for the Cyclones. At center ice, Wall with it. Wall gets it to Orozco. Orozco shot knocked away by Blake Powers in the neutral zone. Who will come up with it? Schultz for the Cyclones. Schultz tries to send it in the Admiral end. He does. 4 minutes to play in the third period. Skating out with it, number 77, John Donovan for the Admirals. Donovan chasing that puck, chasing Schultz behind the Cyclone net. Gwelly behind the Cyclone net as well for the Admirals. The Admirals, a little bit of pressure for the first time in a while. Centering pass, no! They weren't a Gwelly wasn't able to get his stick on it there, but a good effort on a centering attempt. The Cyclones get it out. Gonzalez with a steal near center ice. Gonzalez skates in. He stopped at the blue line. In front of the net, goes down, does Wieselowski.
Is Gonzalez there again?
Yes. Gonzalez putting pressure on, and it's Shuri skating in from his own end. Shuri, he's got a man in front. Can he get the centering pass there? Now everyone's back, so we're even. Attempted to center, but it stayed behind the net. And that pass just a little bit too hard to handle there. It'll go back into the Admiral end. Chased down there by Madison Matrasco. To Labar. Labar at center ice with some space. Labar in. The puck just got away from him. He's in the near corner. Tapped away. Gonzalez, if he can get to it, he's been magical. Wall with a little elbow, and he gets to it. 2:30 to play in the third period. Everything you'd want in a quarterfinal game. Really highly competitive. 1-1 right now. Here comes Weems for the Cyclone. Skates in a shot from the blue line and a save.
Good
body
idea.
Save there by Wieselowski.
Yeah, good idea by Weems. Throw it on net. You know, with this late in the game, you don't know what's going to happen. He might drop the puck, making the save and leaving a rebound opportunity, or just might mishandle it.
And we've got a timeout. It looks like it's the Cyclones that called the timeout. 2:14 to play.
So I look to draw something up here for the faceoff.
We've had a few penalties in this game. Both teams this late, you really have to be careful. You want to be aggressive. You want to get that goal. But do it smart. Play right within the rules. You can't afford to go down a man this late in the game on either side.
And luckily, both teams have been stellar in terms of their penalty killing to keep it a one-to-one game. So it's been a great, great game. Very competitive. The goaltenders have been playing unreal. We've seen some high-skill, high-quality opportunities. But Falzone and Wasilowski have been up to the task. Again, you know, it's probably going to come down to the mistake, unfortunately. You know, one way or the other, someone's going to get it. Now, if we end this game tied at one, there will be overtime. So there will be an overtime session here because this is a quarterfinal game. During the regular season, you finish in ties. But once you're into the Wolves Cup tournament, you have to have a winner.
You have to have a winner, yes. So,
but we still got 2:14 to decide this one.
Both teams have to be really proud of the way they've played today. Lots of skill, as you said, on both teams.
Absolutely.
An opportunity for the Cyclones to get the lead because the faceoff will come from the near circle in the Admiral end. Faceoff is won by the Cyclones. They looked to get it out to Padgett. It was knocked actually behind the Admiral net there. And it is Vlad Rogozin fighting for it. Centered opportunity shot. No! We will see another save.
Rogozin with a great centering opportunity to Hart there. Way to dig it out of the corner.
Oh, that went wide for Rogozin. Padgett on net just wide.
Donovan's lucky he didn't have a stick on the ice there. That might have deflected in an own goal.
Stolen in front of the Admiral net there and cleared out. Nice effort by Wall.
It'll be icing.
Icing. So that's tough. Now the Admirals do have to keep all those guys that just were on the ice for that opportunity to buy the Cyclones out there. Well maybe not.
Yeah, no, like they actually. Another different in terms of rules, but you still have the faceoff inside your zone. These players don't have the Duncan Keith training program, so they can't.
Yes, at this age, that does seem a bit more fair.
Right.
At center ice, here comes Carter for the Admirals. Carter skates it into Cyclone territory. Nice effort by Carter to stay with it, eventually knocked out. And at center ice, kept in by Powers. Deflected. The Cyclones with it in the neutral zone. Pagel reset. 1 minute to play. One goal each side for the Cyclones and the Admirals. And, that is icing.
Icing against the Cyclones. So let's see if the Admirals call timeout here. No. We'll play on.
54 and a half seconds to play in the third period.
Well, they did.
Now the timeout after everybody went to the near circle in the Cyclone end. Is there any advantage that you could glean, from seeing who's out on the ice? Something like that maybe? Is that why you made it that
Slightly, but
long?
I think at this level it's kind of more, it's more just getting your own play right. So much you're not necessarily playing against the competition. You're trying to design your own play and what it is that you'll do.
That was a rare mistake from the Cyclones there to have that icing call. There was lots of open space there, and it was just dumped in. And let's see if the Admirals can take advantage. Both goalies, as we've said, have been the story of this game, making all kinds of difficult saves.
Yeah, it's been, it is going to be unfortunate. There is going to be a loser in this game because both teams have been laying it out here and playing solid up and down hockey, solid defensive hockey, great goaltending, great penalty killing. Not without offense either. It's not like this game has been devoid of offense. There's been plenty of chances.
Chances, definitely. Nathaniel Labarre will get the attempt here on a faceoff. It is won by the Admirals. Donovan put it towards the net. It didn't quite get all the way through. Can they keep it in? They do. Shuri, a shot! Oh, just wide! That was a powerful shot by Shuri there.
Yeah, Yavari had his hand up. He almost deflected it into his own net, and then he kind of pulled it back at the last second. He's like, maybe I shouldn't do that.
offsides at 33.7, so a faceoff in a neutral zone just outside the Admiral's end. And out of the scrum comes Anthony Goelle for the Admirals. Goelle down a near side. Shot got down on the ice. Johnny Avari. Big shot by Shuri.
Boy, big time shot block there.
The shot and a shot block, both incredible. Heath Powers with it behind the Cyclone net. 5-4-3. From the blue line, knocked down, and we'll go to that overtime period, tied at one.
Wow.
What a game. What a game. 1-1, the Admirals and the Cyclones tied after three periods. Both goals came in the first period. We haven't had anybody put it in since then.
No, we haven't, so we're going to go to another period here, sudden death overtime. You know, why not, right?
Right. I mean, this has just been a great effort so far.
Here, I'll give you some of the, I'll give you a breather and give you some of the reads
all
here.
All right.
All right. Well, the Chicago Wolves are proud to support the Northern Illinois Hockey League and their Academic Excellence Award program. This program rewards the players in NIHL who are straight A students in grade school and middle school and honor roll students in high school. And speaking of the Wolves, don't forget, hockey fans, to catch the Wolves at home Sunday, February 26th. That's tomorrow versus Iowa, 3 p.m. Saturday, March 4th versus Cleveland at 7 p.m. And then Sunday, March 5th versus Manitoba at 3 p.m. Don't miss the live AHL action. For tickets or any youth hockey info you need, call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. All right, bonus hockey. Here we go, Luke.
What more could you want in a quarterfinal game? A really competitive effort, back and forth. It would have been a shame for this one to end in regulation, really. I mean,
right.
Both teams battled so hard.
So the two teams in the game after us, they just had to spend a little more time in their locker room.
Wall at center ice for the Admirals. Skates it in. Powers clears it for the Cyclones.
Other thing to note, Luke, is there's no Zamboni between periods, so now we're into our fourth period of hockey without a scrape, so.
Oh, they score! Backhand a goal there, look at that! He got open right in front of Wieselowski. The Cyclones punched it in.
Wow.
Just 22 seconds into the extra period, a backhanded goal there.
That was Powers, 43
yes,
Powers.
43 Powers. That's Blake Powers.
Wow, that was something. What a way to end the game.
Yeah.
So,
really.
22 seconds.
Yes.
Tough way to lose for the Admirals as they played a great game as well, as did Wieselowski. He's upset, but. It was quite a shot there by Blake Powers.
Who could have seen that coming? A backhanded shot.
Right.
Really strong backhanded shot. Impressive. We talked about the skill on both teams, and fitting that a goal that skilled ends it.
Yep. Yeah, that was not an easy shot. That was an excellent shot there by Blake Powers. And, well.
Congratulations to the Cyclones. They advance with a 2-1 win over the Admirals.
Yep.
A hard-fought game for both teams. We'll be back for one more game. Thank you for joining us on Chicagoland Sports Radio.
SportsTownChicago.com.
SportsTownChicago.com.